The demon queen stood atop the stone fortress, surveying the vast expanse that was her desert kingdom.
Their father's demise was a necessary step to ensure our control of all three children.
Valdis turned toward her faithful minion.
Ines has more than proven her value by orchestrating that unfortunate event.
She reached out to stroke the massive brow of the brindled hellhound seated by her side.
And now that she has been grooming Ethan these past 2 years, the time is right to introduce him to our world.
Yes.
Magda gazed with ardent fealty at her bloodthirsty ruler.
I believe the boy is ready to earn his stripes.
She swiped a wisp of jet-black hair away from her face. The triple suns of Durheim were just setting over the distant horizon, creating an evening breeze that was a welcome reprieve at this scorching time of year.
But what of his younger brother? It's obvious he is being prepared to assume his grandfather's coveted role.
Yes, well.
Valdis inhaled deeply, the weighty silver chains draping her chest audibly clinking with the movement.
Jack must be dealt with.
She lifted a manicured hand beneath the ever-present black opaque veil, covering the lower half of her face, to tap her crimson lips.
Especially now that we know he has been communicating with my granddaughter Lydia.
She turned and walked toward the stone staircase, leading down into the castle.
Ethan is the eldest male, and as such, he is the rightful heir to Edward MacPaden's lands and title.
She grasped the heavy leather lead attached to the dog's muscled neck and tugged forcefully.
I am prepared to offer Ethan every advantage in this fight.
She glanced at Magda.
Including training and use of my dragons.
Magda let out a high-pitched shriek of laughter.
Oh, the irony that Ethan should wield the very beast that nearly killed his father, Ross.
It does add a special kind of twist to the story, doesn't it?
Valdis lowered a bare foot one step before glancing back over her shoulder.
The key then to bringing Jack into compliance,
she cooed,
will be to draw him into our world so that Ethan can put his baby brother in his place.
Jack and Grandpa Edward materialized into the observatory on the upper level of MacPaden Manor. Each quickly balanced themselves, grasping the wooden edge of the enormous locator globe.
Ah.
Edward sighed, casting his eyes around the spacious room.
It's so nice to be home. I've missed this old mansion.
He glanced down to his left at the dark-haired youth steadying himself next to him.
Are you quite all right, Jack?
He asked, reaching out an aged hand and placing it comfortingly on the boy's shoulder.
Yes, Grandpa, I'm okay. It's always a little disturbing traveling through portals.
He inhaled deeply, then looked at the globe before them. Scrunching his brows together tightly, he tipped his head to the side, pursing his lips.
Grandpa?
Jack inhaled.
Is it just my eyes adjusting? Or do you see a new dot flashing on the globe there?
He pointed to the surface of the device. And Edward followed the boy's arm to see what his grandson was indicating. There, in addition to the red and blue dots representing Jack and Ethan's magical energy, was a brilliant pink light flashing like a beacon. They both turned immediately to face one another.
Sadie!
They shouted.
But she's too young!
Edward giggled, pressing buttons on the device's control panel.
There must be some error in the software.
Where does it say she is?
Jack asked breathlessly.
It looks like California, right?
Edward McPayden pressed a few more buttons, then licked his lips.
Yes, San Diego,
he said, blinking rapidly.
And it appears all is in order. Sadie's magical abilities must have manifested early.